Creep It Real, the Alaskan podcast about the paranormal, fitness, and other favorite topics with your host, Jesse Desmond. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Welcome to Creep It Real. If that intro was something that you probably have heard before, that means you probably grew up listening to Coast AM. It's gonna play a little part in what we're gonna talk about today. I'm Jesse Desmond, and I am broadcasting from the Golden Heart City of Fairbanks, Alaska. Today, I really want to discuss becoming active in the paranormal community, and also share a little bit about why I'm doing a podcast. And kind of give a shout out to my favorite radio personality of all time, which is Art Bell. Art Bell, if you don't know, he passed away in 2018, but for a really long time, he had Coast to Coast AM, which originally started out as like a political show, and he would, every Halloween, he would do Ghost to Ghost AM, and then that was so popular they started doing it a little more frequently, and then finally it just kind of turned into the Coast to Coast AM show that everyone knows. And I think I started listening to that, I think I found it around 93 or 94 and on the AM station. Someone had told me about it, and I just tuned in one night, and then I was kind of hooked, you know. And some of the shows, you know, weren't really my thing. If they got a little too political or too sometimes he'd have people on there talking about stuff that I was just not interested in. But for the most part, I loved all the shows. It was just something that I was really, really into. And I don't know, like, you know, before I do any podcast episode, I usually end up listening to that intro song, which is done by Giorgio Moroder. It's from the movie Midnight Express, and it's called Chase. I just watched for the first time the movie Hot Rod, and they use that same song as part of a training montage, and my thought was, you're not Art Bell. So I don't know. I listen to that song because it gets me going in the right direction when it comes to paranormal stuff. If I need to get myself to focus, I put on that song. It's actually 13 minutes long. So if you need something to kind of get your mind into the right place, I really recommend listening to that song. You can find it on YouTube. I'm sure you can download it everywhere and stuff. But okay, so let's start talking about being active in the paranormal community. This is something that I really try to get people to do. Sorry, my drink today is a mango bubbly sparkling water because it's almost noon at this point, and I didn't feel like having tea or coffee. Anyway, so becoming active in the paranormal community, you get a lot of people in these online communities like Facebook, you know, find Facebook groups and stuff. You gotta get a lot of people who talk. They talk the talk, but do they walk the walk? You know, I mean, being in a Facebook group or Reddit group or whatever, it's great. You know, there's a lot of social media interaction. You can share a lot of information, a lot of discussions. The downside is you get people who they sure think they know all the answers, but they don't actually get out there and do anything. And so, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, maybe show us by your actions and not by your words, that kind of thing. So if you are looking at getting involved within the paranormal community, it doesn't matter if your interest is in ghosts or Bigfoot or UFOs, whatever you're interested in, one, there's always an online community that's out there. Two, when you find some people that are in your area, even if you decide to, I don't know, post a local ad or something, like maybe in your local Craigslist or maybe even in your paper, something like that, just plan an event. It can even just be like a show up, we'll have coffee at this cafe and we'll talk about this. You know, if you're looking for a slightly older crowd, you could always say, meet me at this local brewery or something, you know, something a little more, something kind of a low-key place that people can show up to, and you guys can have a conversation. Obviously, you don't want to meet up with someone in a bar or something, because then you wouldn't be able to hear anything, and people would probably be bothering you all night. So I like to ask, are you active or are you a passive person when it comes to the paranormal? So, and I want to know why. I have this question posted on the Facebook page. So if you check that out, go ahead and answer that. You can send me a private message or an email or leave me a voicemail or something. I want to know if you are active or passive. And the difference is, do you actively go out there and look for stuff? You know, are you going to places? Are you talking to people? Are you getting pictures or video or something? Are you collecting stories? Are you doing research? I want to know if you're active, or are you more of a passive person, like, oh, you might have a book, you might watch a TV show, you might listen to a radio program or a podcast or something. You might share articles online or whatever, but most of your stuff can be done in a sitting position. I want to know if you're active or passive, and I want to know why, because I'm curious, because I've never been happy being just a passive person when it comes to the paranormal. I always want to get out there and get my hands dirty, so to speak. And even in quarantine, you know, these quarantine times, I ordered some Hydrocal, and I had some Plaster of Paris, and then I was also, it was also suggested to me to use like a quick dry DAP brand spackle substance. And I just made some tracks, you know, I got some sand and I wet that down a little bit to simulate outside conditions. And I threw all this stuff outside in boxes. And I made some tracks with some shoes with nice tread on them. And then I tested this casting material because I want to know if I'm outside, you know, sometime this summer, if I'm outside, what kind of casting material do I want to bring with me? What's the dry time going to be like? You know, is it lightweight? Is it super heavy? What should I plan on? That's part of being active. You know, you have to know you have to know how to use your equipment. You have to know how to use anything that you plan on using. So I have that actually. I have a blog called sternskull.com. And so if you want to check that out, the results, I have all the results and photos and stuff posted on there. And I'll throw a link on the Facebook page and in the podcast description as well. Let me shift here. So let's see here. Being a passive person versus an active person. It's pretty, when it comes, I guess, like, how did I start? I started with ghost stuff. You know, I was always reading about a wide variety of things, but my first group was pretty much just ghosts. Ghosts and psychic stuff. I mean, I'm in Alaska and we have a really long winter. So what we would do is we would try and make plans for warmer weather stuff or indoor active investigations, that sort of thing. Because obviously no one wants to go outside at 30 below or something and look for ghosts. It's just not going to happen. There's too much residual noise. If you're trying to get an EVP, it's cold. It's miserable. Anyway, so one thing that we would do is we would try some psychic experiments, because you never know. You know, I mean, if we had like a person in the group who was just like a natural medium and they just didn't realize it, we kind of wanted to experiment with that. You know, so we tried psychometry. We tried, gosh, what else did we try? I don't know. We tried a bunch of different things. It was just kind of like, you know, oh, we're interested in this for right now, but then maybe that leads to something else, maybe a little bit of remote viewing and seeing what we could come up with, you know. That's still active, because you're actually, you're with people, you're trying to get something done. You're trying to get some kind of result. And whereas passive, you're basically, you're reading, you're watching TV, maybe you're talking with people, but you're not really going out there and doing your own thing. You're just a viewer, essentially. So let's see here. This episode is going to be really, really short. So I am looking for, your input. So I want to know if you've seen anything weird or spooky in Alaska. I want to know if you have any sightings, any stories, photos or video, anything like that. If you do, I want to actually have a discussion with you. So contact me either through Facebook. I'll post the contact information in the podcast description and over on Facebook. You'll be able to have my email that way. And maybe I can interview you for the podcast. I think that'd be pretty cool. I also, if you don't have something like a sighting or a story to share, I want to know, which paranormal creature do you think is common but goes mostly unreported in Alaska? And so when I mention this, you might, I mean, obviously you have your big three. The big three are ghosts, Bigfoot, UFOs. Those get talked about all the time. What I want to know is the other stuff. What do you think is common in Alaska but goes mostly unreported? So, I don't know, black-eyed children, or maybe Wendigo, vampires, Mothman, you know, anything. I want to know what you're thinking, and I want maybe if you could tell me a little bit why you think that. And then I can share some stories in the next episode and stuff. I think that's going to be about it for right now. Yes, I have a lot of questions for you guys. I'm trying to plan out some future episodes, so this one just kind of this week was just like kind of hectic, so it didn't get planned out. But yeah, so okay, so contact me. I want to know if you have sightings. I want to know what you think about common paranormal creatures in Alaska. I want to know if you're active or passive in the paranormal community and why. I understand there's active and passive people that are both married and have kids. So if I start hearing a bunch of that kind of stuff, then you know, I think that's kind of you're not prioritizing whatever. I guess the paranormal just wouldn't be high on your priority list. Because I know people who are married and with kids who are very active in the paranormal community. Yeah, I'm just kind of putting it out there. I'm not sure all the radio stations for Alaska that carry Coast to Coast AM. I think here in Fairbanks, it is it KCBF 660 AM? I think that's it. I think that's it. Check out Coast to Coast AM. It's on every single night. I think it starts at 8. I want to say 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock in the evening, and it goes on for a while. And I don't know. I haven't tuned in for a while. My one radio is broken, and the other one is the batteries are need to be replaced, and I just haven't done that because I'm kind of lazy about it. So yeah, they might have like some old Art Bell stuff that they play, and I don't know. He's so great. He's so great. And I will actually there's an Art Bell archive, so if you want to listen to some old shows and see, maybe you've never heard Coast to Coast before. Maybe you've never heard of Art Bell. You can find out why he's so great just by checking out the Art Bell archives. And I will drop that in the podcast description and over on Facebook. So, okay. Send me your stuff, please. Thank you. Hey, are you looking for something to do? Let's see here. Next weekend, May 1st, which is a Friday, there is a UFO and Skywatch party up at Murphy Dome in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's going to go from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. There are rules for it. You can find this at the posted through the Alaska UFOs Facebook group. I will post a link to that. There's not a lot going on in May that I've been able to track down, but there are a lot of people that are starting to plan stuff out. So you might want to start checking out the social media communities to become a more active. To become a more active person in the paranormal community yourself. There's a lot of Bigfoot groups that are getting all their plans squared away. I'm not sure what's going on with all the UFO stuff in the state. I know MUFON's always looking for members, and not just members, field investigators. There's always a lack of field investigators for MUFON. You can check the MUFON website, which is MUFON.com, and you can get more information on that. What else? There's a lot of local ghost investigation groups all over the state, so I'm sure that you can probably poke around on the online and find a group and see if you can join in with them. And it's really easy to form your own club. What you want to do is get on social media or get on like Craigslist or something and just say, hey, if you're interested, we're going to have a meeting this day, or contact me. Might be easier to just have people meet you on, in like a Zoom meeting right now, since everyone is still, not really allowed to go out. And if they do go out, they have to stay a certain distance away. But yeah, you can, there's ways around it. You can definitely invite people. And if you have something going on and you want me to announce it in the podcast, let me know. I will also link to it if you have a like a Facebook event or something. Send me a link and I'll link to it in the podcast description and over on the Facebook page. You can listen to Creep It Real through anchor.fm or stream it through Spotify, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Radio Public, Overcast, and Pocket Casts. Stay up to date with new episodes and look for submission calls on Facebook. If you have something to share with the podcast, anything at all, you can contact me either through anchor.fm or Facebook. There's private messaging, email, and there's a voicemail option through anchor.fm, which is pretty darn cool. If you're a fan of Bigfoot, I recommend checking out Bean Baxter's podcast. It's Alasquatch. It's over on Podbean. He is out of Homer, Alaska, and he is actually with the Kenai Bigfoot Research Group. I believe that's what it's called. Anyway, it's alasquatch.podbean.com, and I will drop that link in the podcast description and over on Facebook as well. If you feel like you need something to read and you want to go exploring a little bit, you can check out my latest book, which is The Interior Alaska Alternative Travel Guide. It's full of paranormal places, quirky destinations, and really cool local spots to visit, all in the interior of Alaska. It's available on Amazon, and I'll drop a link for that as well. Again, this episode was all about just kind of trying to get your input. So please feel free to contact me. I want to know if you've had a sighting. I want to know if you have any questions. I want to know what your interests are. I want to know if you're an active or passive person when it comes to the paranormal and why. And I want to know if you think, there are any creatures in Alaska that are common, but kind of go unreported. These are like paranormal, in the realm of paranormal creatures. So go ahead and send me your remarks on that. So have a good night and creep it real.